somewhat defensively, of the animated Tarzan, which was released during his tenure as head of feature animation. If Tarzan returns to England, then what happens? Schumacher asks Eisner. Eisner shrugs. That's for the sequel. The end does have a problem, Schumacher concedes. We know there's something wrong at the end. I don't like the ending, Eisner persists. It's too much. It has an obligatory feeling. It's been unconventional, and then it turns into Beauty and the Beast, Schumacher observes. Well, that's my big idea, Eisner says. It's only 5 pages at the end. Otherwise, it moves. You mean that's your cherry bomb in the pond, Schumacher says. The Tuesday after the Super Bowl, ESPN's Mark Shapiro called John Eisendrath, the writer for Playmakers. Despite the success of the series, Eisendrath was worried. He knew Tagliabue had complained strenuously to Eisner. Indeed, the NFL had gone further. Denver Broncos owner Pat Bowlen told the Wall Street Journal that the show was horrible, and he couldn't understand why ESPN would go out and crap all over the NFL. They're killing it, Shapiro said, sounding dejected. The NFL is too important a partner to us, and we can't do it. Can I take the show somewhere else? Eisendrath asked. No, because the NFL will get mad if we let it go. While conceding that Disney was facing critical contract negotiations with the NFL, Iger told me the show was canceled not because of pressure from the league, but because it wasn't very good. At ABC, Lloyd Braun and Susan Lynn were working feverishly on developing the 2004-2005 ABC season. Despite Eisner's oft-repeated claim that he could turn the network around, it was too late for anyone to salvage the current season. Barring a miracle, ABC seemed destined for a fourth-place finish, even in the 18- to 49-year-old demographic, where it had been third the prior year. It was especially demoralizing to Braun that The Apprentice, the show ABC lost to NBC, was an instant hit, attracting upwards of 20 million affluent viewers and saving NBC's all-important Thursday night lineup. The previous summer, Braun and Lynn had run their own version of Eisner's Gong Show, gathering everyone at ABC for a retreat at the Grand Californian Hotel at Disneyland's California Adventure. Even Iger was responsible for pitching a drama, comedy, and alternative, meaning reality, idea. Iger pitched a show he called Stacy's Mom, based on a Fountains of Wayne music video he showed. The premise was that the mother was the hot mom in the neighborhood, and teenage boys come over to be around her rather than her kids. The idea made it into development, but was never ordered as a pilot. Braun pitched an idea he called Lost. He described the show as a cross between Castaway, the 2000 movie starring Tom Hanks as a survivor on a desert island, and Survivor. Like The Sopranos, many of Braun's series ideas have come from feature films. But Braun explained, not a guy alone on a desert island with a soccer ball, but rather a group of people who find themselves thrown together and now have to make a life together and form a society. A world where no one knows who anyone really is, where, at the end of the day, everyone has to figure out, how the hell do we get off this island? Lost was one of dozens of ideas to emerge from the meeting that got circulated to Hollywood.